union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Guest this morning is Michael Shaw. We're going to be talking about the master plan for the 21st century. Now, America has a constitution. That's the official law of our land. But it circumvents it prevents the centralization of power in Washington, D.C., and it prevents the centralization of power that will take the freedom away from the public. We're supposed to have, you know, the right to our life and liberty and property. But there are those who want a dictatorship in America. So they came up with a plan to use the threat to the environment to frighten the people into going along with their agenda, which is a centralization of power with a subversive group. That will circumvent the Constitution, and these people then will control our local governments, and they will then impose all sorts of controls, bureaucratic controls, over every aspect of life. And these people, posing as environmentalists, are actually not environmentalists at all, because they're contaminating the water, and they're contaminating the air, and they're contaminating the food. They're really anti-humanitarians. They hate mankind. They believe that people are the problem. And you say, well, who in the right mind would feel that way? Well, these people are not in the right mind. They have an entirely different agenda. They work in organizations that have been very well described by our guest this morning, who's Michael Shaw, from freedomadvocates.org, through an international subversive organization called ICLEI, and certainly the Republican Party is intimately associated with that. Certainly most communities across America have been infiltrated, and certainly they're carrying out their instructions. Think globally, because it's all about world government, but act locally, organize locally, take over the local range of power, and, of course, do this in such a manner that you can control private property, that you can direct the course of the lives of the people, and little bit, step by step, establish this dictatorship of the proletariat that Karl Marx wrote about. But it really has nothing to do with communism that centers here in America and is being imposed on the world by a group of very wicked and evil people. And the fact that most people have never even heard of Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Michael Shaw, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Glad to be here this morning, Dr. Stan. You know, the good news is that, you know, while there are some people who don't know what Agenda 21 is, the numbers of those people are shrinking because word is definitely spreading around the country. And, you know, that may portend very well for those of us who value freedom. But I'm going to give a little bit of a background in terms of how it is we dug ourselves this deep hole and why it is that, you know, that seemingly we're a bit stuck in this globalist, this globalist trap that's been set for America. So we can go back in history here in the 20th century and look at a couple major events that, you know, that in the course of history, viewed from the American perspective, these are shocking events, but they set the stage for where we are today. We need to understand them so that we can begin to focus on reversing some of these 20th century mistakes. First I'm going to point to is the creation of the Federal Reserve, and that was 99 years ago. In 1913, President Wilson, Congress passed and delivered to Wilson the Federal Reserve Act, creating a cartel of bankers who are globalist in nature from around the world, and Congress handed over to this this group power over our monetary supply. In fact, up until that time, we had a constitutional monetary system predicated on gold and silver, but England was the first country to establish a central bank back in the 18th century with the Bank of England. And today, every country in the world has a central bank. They're all tied together by the Bank of International Settlements. They all make money out of thin air and then loan it out. And, of course, it's that debt dynamic that drives the creators of fiat money, because they make it out of thin air, they loan it to us, they end up loaning us so much that we all go broke. And of course, that's the direction we're headed. But this is the primary condition for the creation of world government, is to have the world interests in control of the monetary supply, because through the money system, a bad money system like the one we have, centralization of power is able to control all of us. Now, the second great act that makes a big difference today is another Wilson dynamic, and that is the passage by Congress of the War Powers Act in 1917. So what has that got to do with today? Well, it's shocking, but it explains a whole lot when people understand that the War Powers Act of 1917 is still effective. The War Powers Act gave the president, in essence, dictatorial powers in 1917. Those powers were limited to the people in the country that he thought might be enemies of America. Well, in 1933, the act by its own terms gives only a sitting president the power to declare that the war is over. Well, by 1933, no one had decreed the war, the First World War, war facing America was over, and so the Emergency War Powers Act were still held by the president. When Roosevelt became president, he said, I want to expand the War Powers Act. I want it to cover all American citizens. I want the president to have the dictatorial power over all things and all people. Well, Congress gave him that power in 1933 with the same provision that a future president could declare the war over in the Emergency War Powers Act. Past. Well, it's now 80 years later, and we still have the Emergency War Powers Act in effect. Of the 15 or so presidents since Eisenhower, none of them.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw talking about the War Powers Act of 1916.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American People Network, I guess, this morning, Michael Shaw. Michael, will you pick up the story?
Okay, well, we talked a little bit about the Federal Reserve and the War Powers Act and how it is the President of the United States still has a 1917 War Powers Act at his disposal. That is why the President issues these outrageous executive orders that have nothing to do with the executive department, but have to do with, well, the actions of dictators. And President Obama has certainly been foremost in the issuance of these kinds of orders. And, you know, America is being rocked right at its roots as a result. And the third major national move made by domestic globalists that have contributed to the state we're in today and have made possible the implementation of Agenda 21 in this country is the Americans joining to the World Bank. And as a consequence of that, the United States Congress gave up its authority over trade policy, gave that authority to the internationalists. And so our legitimate system of taxation, import and excise duties, was negated because now it's the World Bank that determines these things and what trade policy is. And the question has to be asked, how can a nation be sovereign if it has relinquished its trade policy? And that's the question we need to be asking today. Why are we in the World Trade Organization? And really, how do we get out of the World Trade Organization? Because we cannot reestablish America unless America can establish its independence to do economically what is in its best interest. And, of course, the reason we've got such high unemployment today, you know, announced at 8%, but in reality probably closer to 20%, is because the jobs that America needs have, by virtue of World Trade Organization rules, been shipped overseas. And as a consequence, we don't produce and we don't employ. You say, well, is there something more that drives all of that? And I'll say, yes, what's driving all of this is the global to local plan called Agenda 21. And if we understand some of this historical element, we can begin to see more readily how it is that a plan that intends to create world government has really been in the launching grounds for a long time, and that all the indicia necessary for the creation of America as an outpost of world government has been in effect for a good long while. So what is the context of the repercussions of these actions? Well, I've got four that I'll point to. First, you know, as we begin to describe the falling of America, we are being transformed. Individualism is under attack. Private property, you know, private property in essence doesn't exist anymore. Ranchers and farmers are totally constrained in what they can do with their land. And the numbers of of ranchers in this country has fallen precipitously over the last 20 years as the federal government continues to expand its, quote, wild land holdings. We'll try to come back and talk more about that later in the show. Natural law, as a result of the crumbling of individualism, is forgotten. Courts don't deal with common law. They don't deal with natural law. They only deal with case law. And case law has been driven in 100 different directions, and they vary from the Constitution so much. You go to law school today, though, you don't learn about the Constitution. I went to law school. I don't think we ever pulled the Constitution out. All we discussed is case law, which has undermined the plain language of our Constitution for a long time. And then we have a political system that has fallen. And we have a system that was supposed to be based upon three levels of government. But we have four levels of government. Most Americans still don't really understand the regionalist level of government that exists in America today. It's directed by organizations called councils of government or metropolitan planning organizations. And these are federal arms that come with tons of buckets full of money. If you do it their way, and their way is always the implementation of Agenda 21, stack and pack housing, bike lanes instead of automobiles, and the rest of the Agenda 21 protocol. But these are the governmental operations that run America today. Local governments can't do anything without funding and without permission from these regional outfits. Regionalism, as Charlotte Isabee has written, is communism. And as long as this system of government exists in America, we don't have much of a chance of recovering our freedom. And the third thing I'd point to is our educational system. People who are not yet understanding that our educational system is a training ground for collectivism simply don't understand what's going on in our schools. You know, 12-year-olds no longer learn about the Constitution. They learn about world government. And finally, I'd say that both political parties have become globalists. For instance, the Republican Party is a member of the International Democrat Union. Now, this is a high-flying organization with 80 political parties from around the country. It's led by the GOP and the Conservative Party of Great Britain and the Labour Party of Australia. The purpose of the International Democrat Union is to bring about universal adoption of the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This is the antithesis of the American Declaration of Independence. And the consequence of the GOP's commitment to the IDU at the top, it's George Bush Sr. who leads the IDU, is that America gets stopped in its own tracks because our political parties, our DC operatives, are fully committed to the Federal Reserve, to the War Powers Act, to the World Bank, and to globalism. So we can pretty well assume that if you want to be elected to national office and you are not supportive, quietly or vociferously, to world government, you simply won't have much standing in Washington, D.C. We're in a deep hole. We have been taken over. They've done it without firing a shot, as Nikita Khrushchev promised in 1959. So, Stan, I'd say we're standing in a deep hole. I'd go so far as to say the Second American Revolution is complete. The bad guys won, and we need now to start the battle to recapture America for ourselves and for our posterity. Because without that, the transformation that we're in the midst of now, having gone from a free republic to an outpost of a global order, is going to transform how it is that human beings live. And nobody alive today will be proud of their inaction tomorrow if we don't take quick action to reverse course. That's a massive challenge for people today because we have let it go too long and let it go too far, and we don't have much time before which we won't have any opportunity to change the course of the future. So it is imperative that people begin to really understand where this has all led to and how it is that the action plan for world government called Agenda 21, or in your community probably called sustainable development, is operating and oriented. Because if we understand that, we can reverse processes that I've talked about so far. But if we don't reverse it, the transformation to world control and the minimization of the importance of human life will be in effect. So, we can talk a bit about Agenda 21, just what it is, how you recognize it, why it's called global to local, and how it is that because it's a local push, there is something we can do about it. Now, it's also the case that since most local officials are Democrats or Republicans, they're committed to the Agenda 21 protocol. It wraps itself in this warm and fuzzy green language, but that's not what it is. Agenda 21 is about three primary objectives. The first is the abolition. Yes, that's right. It's the abolition of private property. Not in a fell swoop, but piece by piece, statute by statute, regulation by regulation. And it's certainly working. And over the next 10 years, we can see it advance even further, unless there's a reversal. The second major plank of Agenda 21 is education for global citizenship. This is their stated goal. That's why you go to high schools all over the country today, and the thrust is about global citizenship. It's shocking to most adults, but if you talk to your seventh grader about the Constitution, they'll have no real idea. Or they'll tell you, well, the Constitution was a poor document because, think of the way blacks were treated in the 18th century in America. Well, that's a big problem because the Constitution is a marvelous document. The Declaration of Independence is mankind's greatest achievement. And if this generation of Americans let that go, then there will be nothing in the world to prevent the tyranny that has begun to rise. So, and the third major element of Agenda 21 is the use of technology for purposes of monitoring and controlling all human action. Think of that eye in the sky watching what you do, only this time the eye in the sky is mechanical and man-made. It has the ability, the technology is developed, to be able to literally watch what we do. Smart meters are a perfect example of that. Smart meters are part of the smart grid. This is an international infrastructure that allows authorities to know exactly what you're doing with any electrical use. And consequently, they can limit what you use. They can tell you when you can use it. They can actually cut you off very easily. So that's one of the elements of this all-seeing eye. Another is RFID identification. Congress has been playing for a few years with a mandate that all states require their driver's license be RFID readable, meaning that as you walk through a door with your driver's license in your pocket, that identification of you and everything that associates with you can be identified by someone with an RFID reader. So the all-watching eye is becoming an increasingly invasive and freedom-destroying, controlling element in our society. Americans need to understand this. They need to put it in the context of the educational process. They need to put it in the context of the movement to abolish private property, because this is what Agenda 21 is. Agenda 21 was agreed to by George Bush when he was president, George Bush the first, in 1992. It has been implemented by the three presidents since, Democrat, Republican, and today we can say safely that Agenda 21 has invaded every county in America. It's done that through all kinds of methodologies, regionalism and the COGS and the MPOs being one form. Another is the thousands of NGOs that operate in America today. NGOs stand for non-governmental organization. Well, non-governmental baloney, what an NGO is an organization that has been accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing Agenda 21. So we have those organizations. We have academia fully entrenched. You know, a person who wants to speak against Agenda 21, it's real hard to get on any college campus in this country because the university system is fully embedded with Agenda 21 philosophy. Our local governments, controlled by the parties, which are both committed to Agenda 21, even at the local level, it means that the receptivity for these young politicians who want to rise up these forces make these young politicians committed to the Agenda 21 protocol. Now, everybody who's working on Agenda 21 knows the public isn't going to swallow this very easily, and that's why things are so quiet. We can look at our press, and we can say our press has been acquired by big-moneyed globalist interests. You know, Dr. Stan, where we live, here in Santa Cruz, the Santa Cruz
Center. Hold that thought, Michael. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you're out in the audience, have a question, 877-254. Right.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Rehabilitation and Visiting Nurse Association for Fort Collins and Greeley reminds everyone, if you're aware of a senior citizen living alone, make it part of your weekly routine to check on their welfare. Make sure they have current medications and they're eating correctly. Also, make sure they have proper room temperature and are well hydrated. The hour or so you spend can make all the difference. This message is from Rehabilitation and Visiting Nurse Association. For information, call 970-225-9499.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Urgent Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw. If you have a question or comment about this subversive movement he's talking about, and it is a subversive movement, it's a criminal activity these people are engaged in, they know what they're doing, They will crush anyone who gets in their way, as they have with Stacey Lynn there in the Colorado area, who's been trying to expose ICLEI, which is the International Council for Local Environmental Issues. And, of course, it is certainly an arm of this whole subversive movement. Nobody wants to call it subversive, but it is. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Michael, my number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get hold of Agenda 21. Pardon me, how they can get hold of you through Freedom Advocates, get your great information. I hope you're putting together that package for me, because I'm going to be talking about this at the conspiracy conference in Santa Clara on June 2nd and 3rd. This is not my subject. This is Michael's subject. He knows far more about it than anybody else I know, but for some strange reason, they asked me to talk on it at the conspiracy conference. So I have, we've got a very unusual talk that will perhaps give information that will help you to better understand how they've been able to accomplish what they have. Again, if you have a question or comment and you'd like to talk to Michael, 877-254-7524. Michael, get your information out.
Well, the website is freedomadvocates.org. Our team at Freedom Advocates has, you know, put together over the last 12 years quite an analysis of Agenda 21. It's a very deep site that you can spend a lot of time studying, but you can go in also and pick out highlights and good summaries. Excuse me. We have pamphlets that you can read online or you can buy and circulate. We have audio and video, and what our focus has been for the last decade has been to create tools that citizens can use to inform other citizens of the nature and operation of Agenda 21. And, you know, we're not winning the war, but, you know, at least we're on the playing field, something that was not the case for us freedom folks here for 10 years ago. And, you know, the process is, you know, is looking better, but that depends upon what you, the listener, do. Because the one thing for sure is I can guarantee you that Agenda 21 is in every community in America. And, you know, when we look at a place like Colorado Plains, we see that Agenda 21 is advancing very thoroughly and very rapidly there.
Okay, we have a caller. Who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Hi, my name is Ann from Colorado Springs, and what I'm calling about is that 3 months after Obama was inaugurated, May 2nd and 3rd, 2009, in Denver, Colorado, was called the Green Festival. I was told to go to this one lecture that was going to be just the best in the whole seminar, in the whole, basically, it was green energy and all these herbal products and Horizon Milk was there. And the point of the story is that it was 2.5 hours of bashing America, bashing Christianity, showing the third world countries having been destroyed by America and our businesses. And it had a film in it where it showed one of the things was, you know, all the destruction that we had created in the third world countries. But the most powerful thing was they showed the names of companies. They listed names of companies on this big screen, and they rolled it fairly fast, and they said it would take 4 days to list all the names that were for globalization. And by the end of this 2.5 hours, you were supposed to sign your name and all identifying information and what you were going to do to tear this country down. There were hundreds of volunteers, mostly high school age and college age, who wore their little green t-shirts, who probably had been through this basic indoctrination thing, but this was just open to the public for $50. But the point is, it was this horrible presentation. Obama had a booth at this event. It was all about, and CSU was there, and they were saying that a third of their students we're going to, in environmental studies or something, we're going to be foreign students basically getting free scholarships. So anyway, this was a way to indoctrinate so many unknowledgeable youth. And it was started in San Francisco, was in Denver, was going to Chicago, and then all across the country. So, I suppose that there are these things that are occurring like that. And I'm wondering, we need to get out to our neighbors and share what's going on. We need to not just listen to radio shows, etc. We have to be very active, because in a year we'll just be terribly underwater if we don't get this liar out.
Well, what you need to understand is that they hate America. And they have openly said that what we need to do is lower the living standards to that of the Sudan or Chad, as this is actually in the process of going down today. This is why they're trying to limit our use of electricity with smart meters and smart grids. This is why they're raising the price of electricity, tearing down dams. This is behind the whole propaganda scare tactics about what happened in Japan. This is why in Japan they left radioactivity on the third or fourth story of these buildings that have been damaged. Why would you do something like that? Why wouldn't you recycle it? Oh, we couldn't recycle and make the spent nuclear material safe. Then we wouldn't have the justification for doing away with nuclear power and making all electricity so expensive no one could afford it as we move to impoverish the Western world. Michael, how would you respond to what our caller is saying from Colorado?
Well, what she's describing is the sort of thing that goes on, but what she describes also is the play of the dialectic. The dialectic, is the idea that you can have two opposing ideas that end up in a consensus, and the consensus is the new situation from which new dialectics spin off from. And the dynamic, the dialectic dynamic of today is this. You have the left, I call them the foot soldiers of the globalist movement, the left railing on corporate activities, and there's so much more to it than that, but they'll rail on the corporate activities. And then you have the right, I call the engine of globalism, where these corporations that the caller describes are the centerpiece. Multinational corporations are the centerpiece of the emerged globalist system. And so you have globalists pretending to fight with globalists so that everybody ends up on one side or another, but everybody ends up globalist.
We'll be back at this moment here with Mike Starr and some of these shows. 7-5-4-5.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation for Pentecost 2012. That's the Feast of Shavuot. When? May 27th. Where? Lake Loveland North Shore Amphitheater. Special guest speaker Rico Cortez. Also our good friend Dr. Lance Thomas. Pack your own lunch and bring a blanket. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's Shavuot 2012. May the 27th with the Beth Messiah congregation. Hag Sameach.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, I'm here at the Emergency Network, and I guess it's my impression, Michael Shaw. And do we still have a caller from Colorado? I guess you dropped off. Michael, you go ahead and pick up, because...
Well, I want to talk a little bit about ICLEI. You made reference to it earlier.
Go ahead.
I know you're going to talk about it tomorrow with Stacy Lynn, but ICLEI is a big piece of this puzzle. And what ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It is an international NGO headquartered in Bonn, Germany, for North America. The headquarters are in Oakland, California. ICLEI is important because what it does is it drives the local agenda for the implementation of Agenda 21. Here in California, that means complying with these new state statutes that require, for purposes of global warming protection, that we all live in stack and pack houses, and that our transportation patterns be changed. And so what that means is the San Francisco Bay Area, under ICLEI and the COG direction, have come up with a plan called the One Bay Area Plan. That puts 8 million people, 101 cities, under one system of how people live. And the One Bay Area Plan prohibits single-family homes. Everything must be stacked and packed. The major arteries of the San Francisco Peninsula then become off-limits to private automobiles. The El Camino Real, which runs from San Jose to San Francisco, is to be loaded with stack and pack houses, public transportation only allowed on that road. You say, well, who's going to do all this? And I say, well, what the COG is promising to the San Francisco Bay Area and these 101 cities is $250 billion of American taxpayer money in order to remake the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, every place in America has a similar plan in the works. San Francisco Bay Area is just more developed than most. Now, what brings this to us, again, is this ICLEI organization. Now, your city, when it contracts with ICLEI, and there are 35 cities in the Colorado Basin which are contracted with the ICLEI organization for purposes of implementing Agenda 21 sustainable development in those communities. Now, when your city council signs a contract with the ICLEI organization, that's treason. Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution says no state, including its subdivisions, may enter into any alliance, treaty, or confederation with a foreign political entity. That's exactly what ICLEI does, and that's why citizens of these communities need to out the ICLEI organization. Now, what we at Freedom Advocates have done here and have put out a draft for people working this issue in the San Francisco Bay Area, we'll make this available, online here soon. It's a complete primer on what's called misprision of treason. And this is a statutory remedy when your local officials engage in actions that violate Article 1, Section 10. Now, I have delivered myself a misprision statement to the Board of Supervisors, the county officials in Alameda County, which is where Oakland is the capital city. And I'm getting ready to do the same thing in Santa Cruz County. Now, if there are people in Colorado who want to see our draft misprision of treason and see a video of my having delivered this to Alameda County, contact us at freedomadvocates.org, and we'll make that information available to you so that Colorado can get a jump on what I think can become a pattern across the country, where aware citizens begin to take on the ICLEI organization, not just undo the contract, but to hang around the neck of those public officials who got us deeply into this hole, a notice that lasts for the rest of their life, that they've been noticed they've committed treason. Now,
and
for a sheriff and the DA to pick that up and do something
treason
with it may take a few more steps. But in the interim, you know, these people who are responsible at the core for transforming America are going to be spotted and pinned with a label of traitor.
And call them what they are.
This is our best action right now to begin to slow this process.
Plan. And we have one more caller. Let's get to the caller. Who's the caller?
In Denver?
Right.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Stan. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I just tuned in a few minutes ago. I don't know if you covered this or not. I just have one quick question, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to your response. Why is it called Agenda 21? What gives it that designation?
Well, this is what the UN came up with. It's the agenda for the 21st century, but they also call it sustainable development. So those are interchangeable terms. You'll normally in your newspaper see terms like sustainability and to pursue our sustainable whatever. This is a code word for Agenda 21. The agenda, the globalist agenda for the 21st century, incorporates the three basic premises that I talked about earlier.
Does that answer your question? It is the master plan for the wrenching transformation of America, for creative destruction, to change America forever. They know what they're doing. They're in the process of doing it. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food. Who do we have? We have another caller.
Dr. Stan, this is Bob in Denver, Colorado, and I have a quick question for Michael at the last here. If you could, in Colorado or anywhere in the United States, give us an idea what we can do, who we can join together with to fight for the cause.
Well, I would say that in Colorado, Stacy Lynn, who again will be on tomorrow's show with Dr. Stan, has been the individual leader. She's paying a huge, huge price. The Colorado Springs authorities have taken her child from her in retribution for action in outing the ICLEI organization around the Colorado Plains. But she has built a large and effective a group of people who understand the issues she's presented, understand her plight, and are continuing to work with her. I would suggest that tomorrow you listen and ask Stacy just who you can contact and become involved in the Colorado Plains fight against this dynamic.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, Michael. And we'll be back in just a moment here. Wrap up today's program.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Michael Shaw is one of the most knowledgeable people in the entire country on this subject. That's freedomadvocates.org, the website freedomadvocates.org. Get in touch with him. If you don't have a computer, you can always call my 800 number. We'll put you in touch with him and get back to you with his telephone number. You need to get the DVD we have. Michael giving a talk. It's called Agenda 21, and it's very well done, as is all of his material. So that's Agenda 21, Michael Shaw. Of course, we have my talk on Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government on DVD. We have our syllabus, which is really quite good. Gives you the background of so much of what this is about. We actually have Agenda 21 that you used to be able to get from the United Nations that you can still, I think, pull it down off the computer if you don't want to. We have it available, but it's, you're going to have to pay for it. It's expensive. It's very large. And but it's the plan. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Their plan is to lower your living standards. Why do you think, of course, they're tearing out hydroelectric plants across America? Why do you think that over in Japan, they left their nuclear material out there so it would contaminate the area? Why do you think that here in the United States we have been blocked from actually reprocessing nuclear fuel? This is what you should do, so it's not a danger. We're storing it in containers and pools adjacent to cities across America. So there's an accident where it can contaminate the cities, and they can use that to justify closing down nuclear power because they want to close down nuclear power. In France, they get 80% of their electricity from nuclear. What do they do with the spent fuel? They reprocess it. Why don't we process it here in the United States? Because they want to create a problem. They want to contaminate our cities. They want a justification for closing down nuclear power because they want to impoverish the American people. They want to force us to stop using fossil fuels to generate electricity. They don't want us to have electricity. And that process is going on today. We are moving into a period of financial constriction and contraction. They want to lower our living standards to the standards they are in Chad and the Sudan. I'm not joking, ladies and gentlemen. They really want to, because they lay out this basic idea in the Global Biodiversity Assessment. You can buy it from, published by Cambridge University Press. We have a summary in my Sustainable Development Syllabus unless you want to read the full 1,142 pages of the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992. The Fourth Earth Summit will be held in Rio de Janeiro in within a month or two. The final summit is a move to destroy the civilized world. These people hate humanity. They want to impoverish you. They want to kill off the majority of people in the world, and they're going to with new diseases, with famine, with wars, and the war in the Middle East is coming. That's why we've created the Muslim Brotherhood. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Help me. Spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. You're on. You're back. So tomorrow.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contract.